Hey guys, welcome back to Impact Defense Podcast Season 2.
Episode 2.
Episode 2. I keep forgetting the episodes.
You always forget that part. All right, guys, so in this episode, we are actually going to talk about my weakest part of self-defense. But it doesn't show as much with you. Admittedly, we have gotten a lot of negative comments because I'm overweight. Yeah. So, admittedly, you know, this has been one of the struggles that I have had all of my adult life is I've always had some weight issues.
Dad.
What's up?
Dad, don't get too deep in this. We haven't even mentioned blackout coffee.
That's true. Yeah.
This week's theme is caramel cream.
The flavor of the week.
The flavor of the week.
Yeah. All right, guys, head over to impactgear.live/coffee to get your blackout coffee. And if they don't have a sale going on, use coupon code IMPACTDEFENSE and that will get you 10% off.
Now go.
Okay. All right, so anyway, just a little bit about myself. Started out in martial arts, moved over, started doing some mixed martial arts stuff, did some fights. I was very, very disciplined about the way I ate at that point in time.
You kind of had to be.
You have to be. You got to make weight every time you fight. I did well over there, enjoyed it. My wife didn't enjoy it so much. You were too young to really know what was going on. But anyway, we had, in the process of after I finished and I kind of wrapped up, I was kind of deciding that I was going to wrap up anyway. Mm-hmm. And that was one of those situations where I think I'd already decided anyway, but right after I kind of made that decision, like, yeah, I'm probably going to not do this. I hurt my back pretty bad. So it was like pretty bad. I was pretty much so out of commission for about 12 weeks. And at that time, I've always, as I mentioned earlier, had a struggle with food and eating. I've always been one to stress eat, especially. I know you know nothing about that person.
No, never.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I've always been one to stress eat. And at that time, you know, I was really down, tired, not happy with everything that was going on. So I started eating and I put a lot of weight on after that. Prior to COVID, though, I had started to back that off and I started to actually get in, you know, good shape again. I was getting pretty happy. COVID hits. We're running a business that requires people to be inside of our building all the time. And guess what? The stress eating came back. So I started putting weight on again. With all that being said, you know, now it's something that's hit me as like, oh man, I've got to get this under control. So before the first of the year, not just as one of those, hey, New Year resolution things, probably back in November, joined the gym again, started eating better. It's Thanksgiving and Christmas is a terrible time to try to lose weight, you know, but I tried anyway. I've lost about 10 pounds so far. Working on it is hopefully continuing. Now that we're past the holidays, I should be able to like really focus a little better and constantly when people stop bringing sweets and pies and cookies and stuff like that. Constantly.
I start making my blondies.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff. But yeah, what nobody knows is Kylie's a really good baker, but everything she bakes is terrible for you. So now if I can get her to stop doing that, maybe I can get back on the weight loss thing. But anyway, you know, one of the things I mentioned last week was the Ultimate Self-Defense Championship. And I've always been a big fan, just because I enjoy him on YouTube, of Sensei Seth.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch. He's really funny. He's entertaining and knowledgeable. But there is a thing, and you haven't seen this yet, and I need to show you. They have a round robin thing where, or not a round robin, I'm sorry. It's like a circle drill. We call it a bull in the ring drill. You've done them before.
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody comes in and attacks you. Oh, it's so much fun. How do you hate that?
Because I don't like being in the center. I don't like everyone staring at me.
I don't like the everyone staring at me, but I do like the everyone's attacking me thing. Yeah, it's kind of fun. But anyway, sorry. I digress. He's going on, and he goes through the first two or three, but you see that his fitness is starting to hurt him.
Yeah.
And he definitely loses the next one. And see, they're getting a point for everyone they win. He definitely loses the next one. And in the process of him losing the next one, you know, it was made a comment like, oh, his fitness is actually what's catching up with him. And, you know, I didn't watch this until I was already kind of doing this thing where I'm losing weight and stuff again and trying to get back into shape, because I know it's important for self-defense anyway. I know it's important for life. You know, I want to live a long, healthy life, and I'm not going to do that if I'm, you know, overweight.
Yeah.
So, but something that kind of reiterated that situation to me was watching that, because I thought, yeah, it's true. If you get into a fight, fights suck. They take a lot of energy out of you, especially if it's a back and forth fight. I've been in back and forth fights. I've been in 10-minute fights. You know, I've been in longer fights than that. And I can tell you that you are drained. It is terrible, especially like in mixed martial arts and stuff. So it's pretty terrible. You know, you feel pretty horrible. And I think right now, I was like, man, the one thing about mixed martial arts is cardio could make a coward out of anyone. It's true. If you didn't have cardio to continue, you know, now I was very disciplined at the time. I could fight for a long time. It still sucked, but I could fight for a long time. But, you know, you watch people who their cardio was not good. They get into the ring and they blow out their cardio, and they are just, they're basically cowards after that point in time. They're just getting beat on. So that kind of comes back to me. I think that's a bad situation. I don't want to be in that situation either.
Yeah.
With that in mind, fitness is a huge piece of self-defense. It really is. You need to be able to run. You need to be able to fight for a long period of time. Now, in all honesty, most self-defense situations do not last more than a minute. Most fights in self-defense do not last more than a minute. But that's not every case. You know, you need to be able to fight for longer than that. You need to be able to push through. Aside from that, you know, just personally, I need to be able to be a good example to the students that come in through our school that, hey, you know, you can get fit doing this stuff, you know? So I see my own shortcomings. I'm not in any way, you know, blinded by that.
Right.
I don't look and go like, oh yeah, I'm great. I have this one really big shortcoming when it comes to that.
Mine is my cardio sucks. But like prior to COVID, I had really good grip strength. I was climbing trees all the time. There was a couple times I went to like a ninja gym or whatever.
You went more than a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. And I liked that. And then like COVID came, everything shut down. I became lazy. And then ever since then, I can never get my cardio back up.
I think it's a shift in priorities.
Yeah,
it really is. You know, it's and you're right. And I like the self-awareness there that you have. Because, yeah, it's true.
Also during the time that I was like doing a lot of tournaments. And believe it or not, also kata, especially whenever you're doing like tournament style and you're ki-eyeing everything, that can like,
You're doing the open style,
the
flips and all the stuff, and you heavily on the circuit when you were competing. Yeah, you were a cardio monster because you were doing that kind of stuff constantly, and then going to all these tournaments every other weekend. Basically, we were going about two a month. Sorry, and you had to stay in shape because you were doing this all the time. So it's amazing how. Trying to think of right the right words there, but basically, you know, you have COVID that happened, and it basically just made us me turn to stress eating and you turn to
laziness.
So it's a big thing kind of for both of us, and the fact that we need to kind of get back at it. And it's, you know, I feel like, you know, skill wise, I have trained with a lot of different, very, very highly skilled individuals. And I've learned a lot. And like, we go back to my biggest downfall is, you know, fitness and the cardio and everything else. And, you know, something else that I know that statistically you are much more likely to have something health-wise happen to you because you are out of shape than to be attacked. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big thing. With self-defense, we need to defend ourselves holistically, not just from, hey, random attacker, you know, in a Walmart somewhere, or, you know, also, you need to be able to defend yourself from the fact that, oh, I don't have the discipline to not eat these right things. And all of a sudden, I'm going to get massively overweight. And then the next thing you know, I am, you know,
I think it's like a lot of
health crisis because of it.
Discipline stuff.
Yeah. And you know, the martial arts and self-defense and everything.
That takes discipline too.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, especially in the martial arts, let's get martial arts over self-defense. You have to have discipline to actually go out and try to learn self-defense. So another thing for me personally, just as another personal failure, this is like the personal failure episode of this podcast, Brian's personal failure. But like the martial arts, you know, it's supposed to build discipline and all of these things. And, you know, here I am. Kind of like that's like a big struggle point of mine. Mm-hmm. Like I have a lot of discipline in a lot of other areas of my life, but that's a big struggle point of mine. And this one that I've got to get under control for those reasons as well, to be completely honest. I am an example to the students that walk through the door. And right now in this aspect, I'm not being a great example.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the point where I can actually like wake up earlier and actually have time to like do some other stuff other than like eat breakfast and then, you know, after eat breakfast, get ready and everything. Because as of right now, I am like either waking up at 7 one day and then like the next, and then during that day, I fall asleep late. So then I wake up later.
Yeah.
I wake up at like 9. Yeah. When all of the time before, that could have been used differently.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing, too, is that discipline of getting up and getting things in. And I know at one point in time, your goal was to get up at 7 so you could, you know, get up, get ready, get a workout in, get some coffee, all these
things. Coffee before all that, because my brain ain't going to wake up at 7 unless I have coffee.
Coffee comes first. I got you. As we both take our sips of coffee.
Yeah. Coffee and, or it probably should be reversed, but you know, coffee and then Bible is how I've been doing it.
Well, you want to be able to. Like
my brain to comprehend what I'm reading when I'm reading the Bible.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah.
That's true.
That's super important. So, yeah. And if you're not naturally a morning person, and I know you're not, I'm not either. But if you're not naturally a morning person, I think you need to give yourself just a little bit of time to actually wake up.
There
if you're going to read, you can comprehend what you're going to read.
I heard that there was actually like a study done that people that wake up earlier will have like less anxiety and stuff during the day and feel more happy than the ones that are like waking up at like 9 to 10.
Hmm.
There was actually a study done about that. And I was like, huh.
Well, I guess you need that, don't you?
Uh-huh. But yeah, that's why I was like in a really good mood yesterday. Like during most of the day, I was like in a really good mood. And then like we were working on stuff that night. And then I was like going to sleep at around midnight. So there went that.
Yeah.
It's just like trying to get the discipline to going to bed early, waking up early. That way I can still try to get the same amount of sleep as I would from like if I was falling asleep at like 11 and then waking up at 9. Or something like that.
11 to 9. Right. That is 10 hours, Kylie. 10 hours. I'd just like to point that out. Anyway. All right, guys. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear. Okay. We've already said, and this was kind of, we started out with about like fitness is super important.
Yeah.
I think we hit a couple of those points, but I think a lot of things, also eating better. Yeah. I think a lot of things, everybody has like an area that you struggle with. whether it is something that has something to do with your ability to defend yourself or not, we would love to hear what's your struggle that it's just like, I got this one area of discipline that I've just struggled with. Maybe you're super at discipline. You can put that in the comments as well. Mm-hmm. Sure. Make us feel better about ourselves.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. But thank you guys for listening to this podcast.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and like you said, comment stuff. And then write a review. That way we can read your reviews on the podcast.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.